Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
It is not war and death and famine. It's not that at all. It's the opposite of that. It's the persuasion of the world outside of that. That's why sport's important.
Hey isolators, and welcome to this Thursday's Insulation Tripod with me, Noblers. I know what you're thinking. Why are you breathing heavily? You're thinking it's Tops Off Thursday. It's a very, very sexy day, but you seem almost too enthusiastic for it. Well, let me explain. I'm out on my bike. I'm out on the road. The good news of the last 24 hours is straight after the tripod ended yesterday, I got a text from the track and trace COVID Irish lads to say that that I do not have Cocoa Pox. Now, that doesn't mean, I know it said my test was negative. That means I still could develop it. So I have to restrict my movement for till next Thursday for another week. That's fine. It means I can still go out for cycles. I can still do my daily run up to the Phoenix Park. I just have to remain 2 meters from everyone. So, I thought I would take you along with me. And we'll see what we encounter along the way. I'm going to try and incorporate in some areas that I have been yakking on about on the podcast since last March. And before you complain, yes, I realize it is Tops Off Thursday.
Take your tops.
I will admit, I've got my top on at the moment. It would just be a weird look to cycle around Dublin on a not particularly, it's a beautiful day. It's not a warm day. It's a big old blue Marge Simpson PPE sky. It's a glorious day to be out on the bike. However, my top will remain on until we reach our destination, the Phoenix Park, and then I will flash it off. I will flash a deer. Is that allowed under COVID restrictions? Nah, no one will see. I'll be in a forest. And so come along with me and we'll see what we encounter. Let's go.
Everyone, take your tops. It's a sleazy podcast.
Okay, stock one. I have pulled up here outside possibly my favorite bar in the city. It's certainly the most important place from the point of view of my comedy life. It's an amazing bar called Unsure, which is spelled A-N-S-E-O, and is the Irish word for here. And it is on, I think this is Camden Street, although it may be Wexford Street, or it's not Ainger Street. There's a street that runs about 2 kilometres right into the centre of the city, out to where we are now. And it is, changed its name 4 times, it's the street that I ran along needing to take a poo on marriage equality results night and kept meeting people that I knew. So there you go. It all ties together. It is a marvelous bar inside. It's a bar in the, I mean, can we say dive style? As in it's dark and kind of tunnely. Bodega, can bars be of a bodega variety? It's very good. It's run by Eddie, and everyone who works there is a bloody legend. The upstairs room is where I try out all of my comedy. Because I live about 500 meters from here, if I think of a new idea for a joke or a song at 4 o'clock, I can try and write it and then put on a top secret free show that I put a tweet up, or I put a Instagram or a Facebook up for a few minutes, and normally that gets 20 or 30 people along, and we find out if it's funny. Spoiler alert, often it turns out not to be that funny. It's where many of the incidents that we have described on the tripod have taken place, in this building. It's where the anti-Santa arrived at the gig, a large bearded man who I just made a joke about Santa coming down a chimney, and then he came in and people really, really laughed at him for reasons he didn't understand. It's also where Emer's alarm went off on her phone mid-gig that I gave out to her for. And there's been a lot of conjecture on the tripod in recent times as to what the alarm was for. I had a theory that it might be that she worked on a night shift sometimes and had left it on, and that's why it went off at 7 o'clock on a Tuesday. Gordon has a theory that it's to remind her to put the bins out, because he's got a similar alarm that goes off at a similar time. Then Elena had a theory. This was yesterday. This was on Wednesday, where she said, no, everyone, that was Emer's contraceptive pill alarm to remind her. It's a classic move. And actually, Emer has been in touch, and she says, hey there, sorry to hear about your recent adventures with the medical profession. Hope the stitches are those handy ones that melt into your skin. No, they're not. But to be honest, the shivin' isn't as bad now that I'm not riddled with COVID anymore. Emer goes on, Elena's theory is correct. It was my pill alarm. See, we're getting to the bottom of this. Unfortunately for her, she has indeed betrayed the ancient covenant to which all Irish women are bound, and I'm forced to exact swift and certain justice via the only medium available to me, emailing threats via a relatively uninvolved podcast host. Oh, I'm involved. I'm up to my neck in this. Whoa, this is big. Emer goes on, if you thought Liam Ahern versus Harry Healy was bad, buckle your seatbelt, because Too Feud, Too Furious is kicking off. I'll be coming for you, Elena. I think we can all agree the far inferior E name. Ow! These two straight up do not like each other.
They're not! Are you saying that to me?
And this has been Unsha the Pub, which hopefully will open again soon. And we can all go in and drink Scraggy Bay on draft, because it's the only place I know where they serve it. And in the meantime, let's hit the road again. This town is coming like a ghost town. Okay, we are now here on Dublin's bustling Thomas Street. We have skipped to medieval cathedrals to come here to another pub. This one is another of my faves. This is the Thomas House. The sign says purveyors of fine wines and spirits. And it's now a rockabilly bar, but it was, I'd say, where I was at my coolest ever. The year was 2001, and my friends and I ran a club night there. Club night. It was playing music. I think the bar was condemned. It was the old bar that used to be there. And they let us just do anything we wanted. People could dance on tables and dance on the chairs. And the urine from the loo used to leak out across the dance floor. It was basically a big old drunken silly dance party, and I have friends who could DJ properly and were musicians, and I had some Steely Dan albums and some jazz fusion records. And when I got on those decks, let's just say it represented a change in the vibe of the evening. It gave people who had been enthusiastically dancing the whole time an opportunity to go get a drink, have a bit of a break, and listen to Al Di Meola shredding that jazz fusion guitar. The club night, well, it was contentious as to what it was going to be called, because our original title for it was going to be Guaranteed Hole, which is a very juvenile, quite Irish name that implies people can go there and easily make out with each other. Who knows? Maybe more. But that was deemed to be too tacky. So then we were going to call it Guaranteed Hole with a W, which brought more of a kind of holistic thing to it. But then that was lame. So instead it was called Thomas the Skank Engine. And this is 19 years ago, where the Thomas the Skank Engineers all met and partied their butts off. And I was, for one time in my life, very cool DJ, bad DJ guy. Okay, we are now heading due west along the River Liffey, up the River Liffey, you would have to say, towards the... well, the Guinness factory's there, but in the distance I can see the Wellington Monument, which is in the Phoenix Park, which is our destination, which I think was the largest obelisk in the world when it was built. Don't know. I'm passing what's called the House of the Dead, which is the house from James Joyce's short story The Dead from Dubliners, that you should, if you've never read James Joyce, that's a good place to start. Beside that is the bike shop that is run by Paul McQuaid, who's a former world amateur rider, an Irish champion, who is one of the best bicycle mechanics in the city. I don't know what he would make of this bike, because I've thrown it together with bits from the shed, specifically to do this cycle every day during lockdown 2. This bike is, well, at some point in the early 90s, it was a Marin Redwood mountain bike, but I took the mountain bike parts off it and I've replaced most of them with racer parts, but then I've given it quite chunky tires so I don't get stuck in the tram tracks of the Lewis Dublin tram that is just up ahead. And excuse me if I stop this bit now, just so I make sure I don't die.
Bicycle tour.
Okay, we have now entered the promised land of the Phoenix Park, and immediately it switches from being a city to being more of a tranquil countryside vibe. This is 3,000 acres. 3,000? I think it's 3,000 acres. Right in the centre of town, or just beside the centre of town, of a deer grazing area with little bits of forest. There's only about... there's only a few buildings in the whole park itself, including over there is the zoo, which is much beloved, which could be seen yesterday, because yesterday the zoo announced that they were running out of money because it costs 500 grand a month to feed all the animals, and the people of Ireland gave them €1 million in a day. So well done, the zoo. Just over there is the Wellington Monument, named after the Duke of Wellington, who is one of those Dubliners who nobody thinks of as a Dubliner, and I don't think he was very happy being a Dubliner. There's a history of terribly British people who would strike you as definitely English, who were actually born in Dublin. Is a Kitchener, the guy from the Your Country Needs You posters, he hated being from Dublin. And was he the one who said, just because one is born in a barn doesn't make one a donkey? Yeah, well, that's me. That's Donkey Doddles here. On my left is the magazine fort, which is a fort up on a hill where the explosives were stored by the British Army up until 1920 or 1921, and by the Irish Army subsequently. And it's where, in the failed revolution of 1916, the first shots were fired on that hill when they tried to nick all the explosives. The Wellington Monument is, yeah, so it's the pointy thing just over there. And it is, so it's big, tall granite obelisk with metal panels on the sides depicting glorious battles. And it is apparently, the metal bits are made from the melted down cannons of Napoleon, who Wellington defeated. But much more importantly in my cultural life, it was where people spontaneously gathered after the death of Kurt Cobain. I know, I don't know how it got round, because it was in the pre-mobile phone era, but it was like, Kurt's dead, let's all go to the Wellington Monument and listen to In Bloom on cassette and cry, and then make out with each other. So that's the more recent history of the Wellington Monument. I'm now gonna go up into a little bit of forest. So I've parked my bike over there, and I'm now lying with my head against the leg of a tree. It's a very picturesque spot. This is where I come to most days. It's a kind of grove of trees on a hill that's looking out over, well, everything. So the magazine fort is to the left. To the right is the incredibly ugly papal cross, which was put up in 1709. Was that the year the Pope came to Ireland? And in that bit of field there, so into the frickin' Pope was Ireland that over a million people stood there to listen to PJP 2. And he came back. His sequel came back 2 years ago, and turnout was not so good and was somewhat older. I think it was 10,000 came for Pope in Ireland too. And subsequent to the Pope playing there, the Stone Roses played there, saw them there. And Swedish House Mafia didn't go to that. There were some stabbings. Behind me over there is a smaller little cross, which is where the British Viceroy to Ireland was murdered in the 19th century, in what is known as the Phoenix Park Murders. So that's Ireland. Wherever you go, something awful is nearby. I think I like this spot because you can't see the city. I can see bobbing antlers over there from the Rutty Boys. I see the tops of trees. I see the tops of some goalposts over there. And then just the Dublin hills in the distance. It's Tops Off Thursday. God, I forgot about that. Do I have to? I guess I do. It's a tradition.
Take your tops.
So I'm wearing a layer of Gore-Tex and then another jacket under that. Oh, this could be the where I catch my death of a cold, and then jumper up and just, I'll just give you, I'm not going full tops off. Just, you'll get the sound. There it is. Doddles, flesh on flesh. Non-COVID riddled, flesh on flesh. That's why we went for the cycle. I'm pretty happy that I don't have, I mean, I could develop it, so I will stay 2 meters away from everyone for the next week. But shout out to everyone who's had COVID. So many isolators, Georgia, R. Kelly, everyone else too. And we didn't do any emails today particularly. Yeah, do that. We'll do loads tomorrow. Give me a shout, dod@secondcaptains.com. If you've got any notions, any feedback on the cycle, any Googles, any very specific childhood fears, any tricks for getting through Eldown 2. We'll go out with one email, actually, today. We were discussing emotionally manipulative Christmas ads, and this absolute beaut, Lulu Popplewell, friend of the tripod, has got in touch. And she says, I have an idea for an emotionally manipulative Christmas ad. It's me and every other child actor from a Christmas film who is now unemployed, just staring straight to camera for 90 seconds, no music, no dialogue. That is Lulu Popplewell, who is in Love Actually. Is she a lobster? She's at a school play? Guys, I've never seen Love Actually, but I know Lulu plays a very important emotional part in the film, and it has dogged her life. And now she is a very funny stand-up comedian. So, with that aspect of example of rebirth, I'm just going to lie here for a little while and go home, and I hope this has been acceptable as a Thursday tripod, and I'll talk to you back in the imagination cave tomorrow. Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.